Today, a major American company announced it will be going public. Need a hint?
Come on to Hostess Twinkie Town for some golden sponge cake Twinkies.
Creamy filling.
Yep, you get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.
Hostess, maker of Twinkies and Ho-Hos, announced that it would sell a majority stake to a publicly traded affiliate of the Gores Group, an investment firm. The deal gives Hostess a value of more than $2 billion just 2 years after reemerging from bankruptcy. So, what does this mean for the future of your cream-filled golden sponge cakes? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us with more. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So, what is going on here? Why did this company want to buy Hostess?
Well, this is pure speculation on my part, but I can't see how they would not be influenced by Key Lime Slime Twinkies coming out to promote the new Ghostbusters movie. I mean, it just shows the versatility of this cake product that we all love so much.
As a lover of key lime pie, by the way, I don't ever want to try one of those key lime slime Twinkies because it might make me not like key lime pie. But go ahead. Why did they want to buy Hostess?
Well, the other reasons that may be involved is that Hostess managed to cut costs and increase automation of the making of Twinkies. And they've actually managed to post revenue of about $650 million, not just on Twinkies, but all the other treats that they sell. This private equity firm that you mentioned, Gores Group, all they would say in their public statement is that they've evaluated a number of potential acquisitions and they feel like Hostess offers a superior option for our stockholders. I was the CEO of the Gores Group.
And the company we're actually talking about here is Hostess Brands, which was formed in 2013. The original company went bankrupt in 2012. How did it come back from that?
Well, I mean, there was outrage. There was rioting in the streets over the absence of Twinkies from store shelves for just a few weeks. But in that time, the company got some refinancing. They streamlined their production. They closed a number of bakeries and they upgraded to larger ovens and started using robots. And then they were able to get Twinkies, Ho-Hos, other treats into new locations like movie theaters. Carl's Jr.'s restaurant began offering ding-dong ice cream sandwiches. And so, as a result, they made a big comeback among their fans.
And Twinkies, by the way, have been around since when?
Well, Hostess has been around since 1919. 1930 is when the Twinkie itself was invented, and there's an interesting backstory to this. The inventor of Twinkies decided that this was a great idea to try something new because originally they were using these molds to bake shortcakes that were only sold during the strawberry season. But then they figured, oh, put this sugary cream mixture and you can sell these year-round.
And true or false, Jason, Twinkies can survive nuclear war?
Well, that has not been tested. Fortunately for
luckily.
Us, it's not been tested. Yes, luckily, officially now they're supposed to last 45 days on the shelf. How long they'll last in your home and be edible, I mean, it's hard to say. There have been some experimentation by some high school students, and they found that after a number of years, they turn kind of gray unappetizing. But could you survive on them? Perhaps.
We'll leave it there. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thank you.